Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Welcome to a new Neon Jazz set. On this show, we're going to celebrate and get immersed in the bebop movement. First up on the show is what is usually referred to as the first jazz song performed in the bebop format. That was Coleman Hawkins with the 1939 song Body and Soul. Bebop is characterized by fast tempo, instrumental virtuosity, and improvisation based on the combination of harmonic structure and melody. It was developed in the early to mid-1940s. The style of jazz ultimately became synonymous with modern jazz and has reached a certain final maturity in the 1960s. Kansas City, and specifically Charlie Yardbird Parker, is viewed as the birthplace and cradle for bebop. Thanks for joining me here on Neon Jazz. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, ready to take you into the core of one of the most important jazz movements ever. Coming to you from the Kansas City, Missouri. During this hour of music, we will take you into the musicians that made bebop thrive. Up next on the program, Kansas City's own Charlie Yardbird Parker gets his bebop sizzling with the 1945 cut, Cool Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was American jazz trumpeter, bandleader, singer, and composer Dizzy Gillespie with the song Grooving High off his Odyssey 1945 to 1952 album. The word bebop is usually stated to be nonsense syllables, which were made in scat singing, and is supposed to have been first spoken in 1928. Some say it was a term used by Charlie Christian because it sounded like something he hummed along with his playing. Yet Dizzy said that the audiences coined the name after hearing him scat the then nameless tunes to his players, and the press ultimately picked it up, using it as an official term. However, the most plausible theory is that it derives from the cry of Arriba, Arriba, used by Latin American bandleaders of the period to encourage their bands. At any rate, it's about the music and not the label, isn't it? Onward into the bop we roll. Here's a titan of the movement, Mr. Thelonious Sphere Monk, with the song Rhythm and Nye off the Columbia Years 1962-68 album. Thank you. That was jazz pianist Bud Powell with the song Get Happy off the Verve's complete Bud Powell disc. Bud has been described as one of the two most significant pianists of the style of modern jazz that came to be known as bop alongside Thelonious Monk. He was a key player in the history of bebop, and his virtuosity as a pianist led many to call him the Charlie Parker of the piano. As is the case with many early jazz musicians, Bud had a rough go of it. In 1947, he was admitted to a psychiatric center where he stayed for more than a year, receiving electroconvulsive therapy, which caused severe memory loss. The young Jackie McLean and Sonny Rollins became friendly with Bud on his release from the hospital, and Powell recommended McLean to Miles Davis. There, solid relationships in the bebop family had emerged and been solidified. Speaking of Miles, here is one of my favorite jazz albums ever. This is the 1949 tune Boplicity off the very cool Birth of Cool album.
Thank you.
That was bebop pioneer and jazz pianist Al Haig with the tune Sugar Hill Bob. He started playing with Dizzy and Yardbird in 1944 and was a prominent force in the movement of bebop through the years. In fact, he was a part of the celebrated Nonette, which is nine musicians, on the first session of the Miles Davis Birth of Cool album session. To be in the bebop genre meant a sketchy and crime-worthy biography to follow. In 1969, Haig was acquitted of a murder charge. He had been accused of strangling his third wife, Bonnie, at their home in Clifton, New Jersey in 68. He had said in evidence that his wife had been drunk and died in a fall down a flight of stairs. Here's where the three sides to every story ultimately chimes in. There's no way we can continue with an expose of bebop without a tune from Mr. John Coltrane on the tenor sax with the 1960 song Spiral Off the album Giant Steps. Another smooth architect of bebop there. That was trumpeter, flugelhornist, and singer Chet Baker with the 1958 tune Time on My Hands. Though his music earned him a large following, particularly on albums featuring his vocals, such as Chet Baker Sings, Baker's popularity was due in part to his matinee idol beauty and well-publicized drug habit. His big breakthrough was in when he was chosen by Charlie Parker to play with him for a series of West Coast engagements. Keeping in line with the tragic triumphs of the bebop era, Chet was a heroin user from the 1950s for the remainder of his life, and eventually saw his musical career decline as a result. At times, Baker pawned his instruments for money to maintain his drug habit, In the early 60s, he served more than a year in prison in Italy on drug charges. Chet was immortalized on the silver screen. He was the inspiration for the character Chad Bixby, played by Robert Wagner in the 1960 film All the Fine Young Cannibals. Up next on Neon Jazz, another solid voice in the bebop mix, Mr. Walter Davis Jr. with Loodle Lot on the 1959 album Davis Cup.
Thank you. This is Neon Jazz.
Talk about prolific. That was jazz drummer and bandleader Roy Haynes with Phineas Newborn and Paul Chambers with the 1958 tune Sneakin' Around. Boston native Roy Haynes is among the most recorded drummers in jazz, and in a career lasting more than 60 years, has played in a wide range of styles ranging from swing and bebop to jazz fusion and avant-garde jazz. He has a highly expressive personal style. Snap Crackle was a nickname given to him in the 50s, and is known to foster a deep engagement in his bandmates. From 1947 to 49, in a time of heavy bebop development, He worked with saxophonist Lester Young, and from 1949 to 1952 was a member of saxophonist Charlie Parker's quintet. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is going to be Sonny Stitt with the song I Can't Give You Anything But Love off a 1959 album called The Verve Story. Thanks again for joining us on this show, and to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher. Let us know what you think about our show by sending us an email, neonjazz@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you.
Good evening, Hepcats. This is Joey Patchouli coming to you, ready to provide you the proverbial milk on your jazz cereal. Now, hold on a second. No, I'm totally joking. I had to throw you off.
I was about ready to eat you that one and give you a lava lamp. Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. Now that's jazz.
Neon Jazz.